In this episode of the GQDN, a hacker named Browser, Legion Time Walking, Final Fantasy News, and Garfield. Why is Garfield here? This is your Group Quest Daily News, dated December 7th, 2021. We start today with a hacker named Bowser agreed to pay Nintendo $10 million in a civil privacy suit. This is coming to us from Engadget.com, and a Canadian hacker named Gary Bowser, yeah, just like Mario's nemesis, has agreed to pay the company $10 million to settle a civil privacy lawsuit. This is mostly in restitution fees because he was being accused of being a cyber criminal and hacking into leading game consoles. So if you want to read into this, it's in Engadget.com. And it's also up on our Discord, which you can get at groupquest.com, and just click on the Discord there. MMO Champion states that Time Walking Mage Tower is now active. So if you're into World of Warcraft, you know what to do. Go get to that Mage Tower. Do some time walking, guys. Have fun. But this comes as Final Fantasy comes out with Endwalker, and it comes out today. And by the way, now the Endwalker coming out news comes to us from Blue News. But Game Informer has also stated that Final Fantasy XIV added 1 million new players ahead of the Endwalker launch. So look, there is competition between World of Warcraft and Final Fantasy, the people at Square Enix. And I'd say that this round, I think that Final Fantasy just beat World of Warcraft pretty good. Especially when you're adding in 1 million new players and when World of Warcraft is just doing time walking for Mage Tower. This isn't a coincidence, people. This is something that is pretty good for Square Enix. By the way, you can get Final Fantasy up on Steam or on many different consoles. So go have fun if you are a Final Fantasy player. Now, speaking of, well, not really streaming, but Trovo, a streaming service, teams up with Challenger Mode to create a prize pool fund for PUBG Mobile. Now, let's be frank here. Mobile games, they don't get any credibility for what they do. And some of them don't really deserve any credibility anyway. But when you're talking about PUBG, maybe Among Us, some of those games do deserve some credibility, and this is really what they're going after. So go check this out. It's up on esportsinsider.com. The entire article is, and really, it's just good to see that Twitch does have some competitor to really challenge themselves, and Trovo is trying to step up to the plate here. It's going to take more than that from Trovo, but hey, it is what it is, what it is. Now, going back into consoles, Assassin's Creed Valhalla next expansion could release in March 2022, adding 40 hours of gameplay. Now, this comes to us from WCCFTech.com, and we're really quoting a tweet from at Tom Henderson. There is a new Assassin's Creed Valhalla DLC coming this December. There is also a massive DLC expansion coming out March 2022. It is expected to be around 40 hours of additional gameplay and will be a God of War style expansion, whatever that means. Now, the potential name for this is the Dawn of Ragnarok, and it could have some different weapon types and some different gameplay mechanics. So if you're an Assassin's Creed player, especially for Valhalla, and really seeing a game come out with an expansion, it does make you think, what other games could come out with expansions now? We've seen this with Destiny 2, right? I'm just saying. And we end today with Garfield, because if you have Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl, Garfield will be in the All-Stars Brawl
for free.
I would really, really be curious as to what Garfield, probably the laziest cat in all of games, be doing. What his combat style would be. Just anything like that. I don't know. It's really funny to me, but if you are into this, it's up on GameSpot.com. Just look for Garfield. All the links of all the stories in today are up on our Discord. Remember, it is thegroupquest.com and click on the Discord link on the left-hand side. As I believe it's on the left-hand side. On the right-hand side is our Audible link where you could get one free credit. Credit gets you a book. And if you don't really listen to podcasts, well, you're listening to this one, but you would like to dabble into audiobooks, get that Audible link. Thegroupquest.com is the Audible link right there on the front page. We are also brought to you by StackUp.org. All veterans, all gaming, all the time. And of course, we are brought to you by all of our Patreons at patreon.com/thegroupquest. Tomorrow, we will be back. Thursday, it's the Game Awards, and we're doing reactions up on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/JoeSpace. Two S's, people. Until then, we'll see you tomorrow. Have fun, guys. Thank you.